This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. It's time for our weekly movie review with Casey T. Allen. Hi, Casey.
Hi.
And this week you saw the much-anticipated Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. What's your take?
Despite the fatigued title, Quentin Tarantino's ninth full-length film is an interesting and fond revisiting of 1960s California and a strange interpretation on a historical tragedy. Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt are an actor and stuntman straining to hold their grasp on fame in 1969 Hollywood. Gradually braided with this fictional story are some of the real-life events leading up to the shocking murder of Hollywood actress Sharon Tate, the four guests in her home, and her unborn fetus by four followers of the cult leader Charles Manson. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood has Tarantino's expected over-the-top violence and silent moments of quirky humor. It reminded me of other Tarantino films, Inglourious Basterds from 2009 and Django Unchained from 2012, because it's addressing an infamous part of dark history and taking viewers in a different direction to what might have happened if things had been different. Many scenes are designed exquisitely with informative cinematography and genuine everyday dialogue, but it felt like two different stories or two different films. First, displaying the mundane egotism of Hollywood, then the ominous hope of celebrity and success crashing into a dirty underworld. A little less time spent on the behind-the-scenes Hollywood stuff would have helped the film feel a bit less aimless.
But for the most part, a recommendation?
Yes, I enjoyed watching it. It's not Tarantino's best, but it's still fun.
All right. Thanks for being here.